The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. Starting out our COVID coverage here in Lunenburg, the municipality of the District of Lunenburg announced today that they would be shutting down all of their municipal parks and the trails contained in them. In a release, the municipality said that provincial rail trails remain open, as does the Arthur Young Trail, which is not contained in a park. The changes have already come into effect, and the town says signage will be put up shortly to indicate the closure. You can see the associated story below to see which parks are closed. This comes after the Premier took similar action yesterday when he declared a state of emergency in Nova Scotia and closed provincial parks. During this afternoon's press conference, he thanked all of those who are complying.
I want to thank Nova Scotians for following this emergency order. I know this is tough, but we don't have a choice. This is serious business, and I can't say that enough. You can still get your groceries, go to the pharmacy, go for a walk around your neighborhood, but do not travel in groups.
To date, Nova Scotia has had 2,308 negative test results and 41 confirmed cases, with 13 added to the total yesterday. The 41 range in age from under 10 to their mid-70s and come from all parts of the province. Over the weekend, we also learned that the QE2 has received new certification. That means tests will no longer need to be sent to Winnipeg for confirmation. Becoming self-sufficient may seem like a new fad, but in reality, it's a very old one. Peter Cullen, director at Ross Farm Museum, says in light of the COVID-19 pandemic and panic buying, taking steps towards self-sufficiency is something everyone can take part in.
You can't be self-sufficient in everything, but you can be self-sufficient in some things, and it's really enjoyable, rewarding, and healthier, and probably good for the planet.
He says even people who do not have space for a traditional garden can practice container gardening on a balcony or window boxes and produce their own food that way. If the Olympics or Paralympic Games do go forward as planned, you won't see any athletes wearing the red and white. The Canadian Olympic and Paralympic Committees have issued a joint statement saying that they will not be sending Canadian teams and athletes to Tokyo in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they want to see those games postponed by 1 year. In a statement, they tell us that the decision is not just about the health of the athletes, but rather about public health. The International Olympic Committee said Sunday that they've given themselves a 4-week deadline to make the final decision. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with Liverpool Olympian Sarah Mitten to get her reaction. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.